progress to Roosevelt meant that tomorrow's good would be rooted, in part at least, in today's evil, that even the most destructive forces were partially cleansing agents, creating the need and therefore the opportunity for unprecedented good. He looked toward a post-war one world which would guarantee a better hope for peace and prosperity than any of the fragmented worlds that had preceded it. On July 28, 1943, he outlines some of his dreams for America, including the newly conceived GI Bill of Rights. And in January of 1944, he speaks of an economic Bill of Rights for every human on Earth as one of the cornerstones of the new United Nations organization.
Among many other things, we are today laying plans for the return to civilian life of our gallant men and women in the armed services. They must not be demobilized into an environment of inflation and unemployment, to a place on the breadline or on a corner selling apples. We must this time have plans ready, instead of waiting to do a hasty, inefficient, and ill-considered job at the last moment. I have assured our men in the armed forces that the American people would not let them down when the war is won. The least to which they're entitled, it seems to me, is something like this. First, mustering out pay to every member of the armed forces and merchant marine when he or she is honorably discharged. Mustering out pay large enough in each case to cover a reasonable period of time between his discharge and the finding of a new job. Secondly, in case no job is found after diligent search, then unemployment insurance, if the individual registers with the United States Employment Service. Third, an opportunity for members of the armed services to get further education or trade training at the cost of their government. Fourth, allowance of credit to all members of the armed forces under unemployment compensation and federal old age and survivors insurance for their period of service. For these purposes, they ought to be treated as if they had continued their employment in private industry. Fifth, improved and liberalized provisions for hospitalization, for rehabilitation, for medical care of disabled members of the armed forces and the merchant marine. And finally, sufficient pensions for disabled members of the armed forces.